This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to election coverage selection, like selection Sunday almost in college hoop, but it's Super Tuesday and the results are wild. Donald Trump certainly ahead of the game in the Republican presidential race, but Ted Cruz makes it interesting with a couple of his own big wins. He did win his home state of Texas. There was some speculation as to what would happen there. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, once again. We'll go through all of the results. Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders makes it interesting, too, as he wins several states. Hillary Clinton, though, winning the majority. Super Tuesday means lots and lots of results, and that's what it's, you know, that's what it's all about, obviously, here as we motor through, and we'll go through, like I said, all of the results for you. I'm surprised in one way because I wondered if we wouldn't just see a total clear of the board. This makes it interesting from the perspective of Cruz may hang in this a little bit longer. And the same thing for Sanders, I think, who goes all the way to the end anyway. But the fact that there were a couple of, I don't know that they were necessarily surprises, but there were a couple of wins to stay in it. And in other words, if Trump had completely just flattened him, and if Hillary Clinton had done the absolute same thing to Bernie Sanders, would they still be in the race? Well, the answer is probably yes, but it's a different feel if that's the case. So a string of victories. Cruz wins Texas and Oklahoma. Sanders wins Vermont, Oklahoma, Colorado, Minnesota. How about this? Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, also in the winner's circle as he wins Minnesota, his first primary of the results season. And now we know that mid-March becomes even that much more interesting in this mathematical sparring, because that's what it is. It comes down to math. Whatever is said on the trail, whatever controversies bubble up, it all comes down to what happens at the primaries and the caucuses and what the numbers are for the delegates. The delegates, the delegates, the delegates. That's what it's all about. Whatever the amount is, whatever the total is, heading to the conventions, that's where this all lies. Were you surprised by any of the results that came out? Were you surprised by what happened in Texas? Were you surprised by what happened in Oklahoma? How close was it? Razor thin in some cases. Razor thin. But a win is a win is a win, right? Absolutely. And by the way, there was a little snafu for the Clinton campaign. What happened in Massachusetts election laws, what they say is, you know, you can't, Bill strolled into one of the polling places, Holy Name Parish School in West Roxbury, alongside the Boston mayor, Marty Walsh. But state law restricts electioneering, that's what they call it, soliciting for or against any person, party, or ballot within 150 feet of a polling place. Clearly, there is a video that shows Clinton shaking hands inside the school gym where the voting was happening. He was kind of glad handling everyone, according to reports, kissing an old woman on the head, stopped at a bake sale near the entrance, bought a cup of coffee, and he even posed for a few selfies. So the report says he spent 45 minutes at the West Roxbury location. It was one of several stops he made in Massachusetts where his wife was locked in a Super Tuesday primary battle with Bernie Sanders. Because Massachusetts, of course, is one state where the Vermont senator has given the former first lady a little bit of a fight. In fact, I was surprised to see what the results were. He didn't take press questions. He didn't mention the election. But he was there, and that's where it gets a little hinky. You're not allowed to, you know, it's razor thin. You're not allowed to stroll into the polling place. And certainly if it looks bad, not good, not helpful for Hillary Clinton. But Sanders' path moving forward is definitely fraught with some potholes because of some of the wins that I mentioned for Hillary Clinton. But she didn't lock up the Democratic nomination. She seemed like she was on her way. She was projected to win primaries in Oklahoma. And he was projected to win primaries in Oklahoma and his home state of Vermont, of course, caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota. But Clinton winning the big delegate-rich areas, Georgia, Virginia, Arkansas, Alabama, Massachusetts, I mentioned, Tennessee, the margins there. So Clinton beating Sanders by 60 percentage points in Alabama, 40 in Arkansas, 43 in Georgia, 33 in Tennessee. He can still win the party nomination, but now it's a much bigger uphill climb. He told supporters that he was up for the challenge, and he said he was going to keep fighting until the Democratic convention in Philadelphia in July. He has definitely created a movement. But as suspected, the Clinton campaign is a well-oiled machine. A well-oiled machine. So Democrats in 11 states weighed in on what's going to happen for them. Clinton aimed at the big states, got the big states. Sanders got a few. Tuesday, the busiest day on the primary calendar for Democrats, 859 delegates up for grabs. More than a third of the 2,383, remember those numbers, needed to clinch the nomination. And now when you look at the Republicans, same thing, Trump walks away with mega wins, mega delegates. Still doesn't mean that Cruz doesn't stay in, because he hangs in with just enough to make it interesting. Doubtful that he steps away because it's not 100%. So even with Trump, just like Clinton, doing well, it doesn't mean that they have wrapped it up. Doesn't mean that that has happened, which is why Trump knows, especially with the Texas going the way of Cruz, that he's close, but just not close enough. 595 Republican delegates were up for grabs on Tuesday, half the number needed to clinch the nomination across 11 states. Much, much more on what happened on primary day, Super Tuesday. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
The little creatures running from the cold, back to the nest just like the days of old.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In the case of rain, case of the downturn, in the case of an accident, but never.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. From Talk Media News, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. He just perhaps had his last bowl of cereal for the evening. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Remember those days when you used to stay up late and eat Captain Crunch? Did you ever do that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And then the next morning I ate hot dogs and mac and cheese that had been left out all night long in college. Yes.
That sounds so familiar. Cold pizza, never better.
Right.
Hilarious. Well, there's probably some cold pizza and bad cereal on the road when you're campaigning, and you know what it's like to campaign. But
sure,
presidential style, it is just absolutely insane. Are you surprised by, let's start with the Republicans, by what happened? Trump, of course, gets the majority of the states, but Ted Cruz hung in there with a couple of them, and Marco Rubio ends up with one. So do you think Rubio and Cruz still stay in this for a while?
Oh, I think Rubio is toast in about 4 days if there's one factor. Now, he won Minnesota, but, you know, Rubio went out there, and of course people are debating this now, Kate. Well, no, him being a wise guy worked for him, and no, it didn't work for him. Bottom line is he kind of carried it overboard. He tried to be Trump, and he was more sort of Don Rickles, and it just went off course. I really honestly think that because he won one state, and Texas, he didn't get to the 20% in order to get any delegates. He did that in a couple of states. So I think Rubio was the big loser tonight. Now, why I say in 4 days? The last time I looked, it was 39-18 Donald Trump over him in Florida. If that doesn't change, because, you know, the 15th is the Florida, but if it doesn't change about 5 or 6 days and it stays hideous like that, what do you do? Do you lose your home state, go in, lose your home state, and then say, now it's on to California? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, how can you do that?
I can't imagine. I still think, I don't know, there's some time. I just think he's on a thin thread. Cruz, you know, did okay. Bernie Sanders won. I thought that was very interesting. Everybody's saying, oh, you know, Bernie Sanders lost this and that, but Bernie Sanders won four states.
Yeah, he won four states. So what does that mean for him? I mean, he's still not mathematically eliminated.
Oh, no. Here's what I said today and tonight about Bernie Sanders. You know, he's got some delegates now. He's got, I think, about, 325 out of this, and Hillary had 527, clear winner. But I don't care if he never wins another delegate. Bernie Sanders will probably raise $4 million in the next 48 hours from individuals. Bernie Sanders is going to Philadelphia. I don't care. I don't care if Hillary gets over the mark. He's going to Philadelphia to that convention. This is about an issue, and he's got millions of people behind him. He's just not going to pick up like some of the Republicans saying, well, I'm done. It's not going to happen.
So he goes to the convention. What can he really do, though, if mathematically she has more delegates? Can he cause them some trouble?
Well, what he can do, because this will be about an issue, and that's what it is with, you know, Bernie. I've known him 11 years. I served on the committee with him, and what it's going to be about is that he will make Hillary go to the left by going into the convention. It's not like he quits now and Hillary gets to all of a sudden go a little to the middle, a little to the right. If he hangs into that convention, it's not to irritate her. It's to make issues that he cares about and his people care about come to the forefront. They'll have to yield to him. I mean, they need him.
Wow. Yeah, and so that says something that all those supporters then will get kind of their payoff, I guess, in a sense.
Right. See, it's not like, you know, this week Rubio drops out. Bernie Sanders, he will hang in to the very end. I really predict this. I just can't imagine he will drop out under any circumstances. But plus, he has $42 million right now.
Right, so why would he do that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes no sense.
But the rest of them, you know, if Rubio's losing to, you know, Florida, then John Kasich has to win Ohio. He has to. But there's no question. Look, Trump ran the thing. Now, tomorrow they're starting a PAC called Principal PAC. And it's, remember Whitman? She was the governor of New Jersey?
Yeah.
She's starting it, and its whole theory is to destroy Trump. Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, is having hives. I think the Republicans better, you know, take a chill pill. They're going to destroy themselves. Trump will win, and then they'll lose the Senate.
Absolutely.
They're disrupting themselves internally. I mean, they're having a fit and already denouncing Trump, and they won't, you know, support him. And they asked him to sign that pledge, and now they're kind of doing reverse of what they asked him.
That's hilarious. How about the story about Bill Clinton hanging out at one of the polling places for 45 minutes, taking pictures, drinking a cup of coffee, buying a cup of coffee, shaking hands, just skating that thin line? He didn't actually, I guess, violate election laws, but boy, he made some people nervous in the Democratic Party, right?
Well, yeah, and I was watching, and why the Clintons let this be announced today is beyond me, honestly. They were announcing their playbook against Trump today. And Bill's going to do this, he's going to attack him, and it's going to be Bill and Hillary, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, just get your issues out there and stop it. This is the most surreal, bizarre election I've seen in my lifetime.
It is, isn't it? This is not at all what I would have thought would have happened a year ago when we were talking about it. And Trump is part of that, but just everything else, it's just a wild circus.
It's sort of like Saturday Night Live 2016. I mean, there's twists and turns in this whole thing that just continuously never end. And the pundits come on and say, Bernie Sanders is a, you know, two-state guy, and he's done, and there he is. And Donald Trump, he's done, and no, he's not. And it just takes twists and turns the entire path. This is there's a lot to go in this entire election.
Yeah, do you think we're going to see record turnouts, though? It's always disappointing to me to see how few people vote.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be record turnouts for the primaries. Now, I don't know about the general. People are starting to kind of take a foothold. They're getting disgusted with Hillary or Bernie or whoever. You know, they're Trump, all of them. But something happened, and I really don't want to speculate. I've got my own idea. But 20,000 Democratic people switched Republican in Massachusetts tonight.
Yeah, I saw
20,000.
Yeah.
Now, my friends are saying it's a concerted plot to go vote for Trump because they know Hillary will beat him. I don't know that anybody's that organized. I think this is sort of like very, very unhappy people, and they're just they've switched because they're going towards the guy that's yelling the loudest, which is Trump. That's what I think has happened here. You know,
so that's
it makes turnout. The one thing that can hurt in the fall on the Democratic side, if this turnout, if Trump turns people out, it's going to be about turnout. Now, the question is, do they get fearful enough of Trump if he's the nominee? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to run yet, but I think turnout's going to be the highest in a long time.
Really? You think it's going to be the highest that we've seen in a long time?
I think so, because right now, you know, New Hampshire broke records. They ran out of ballots in Texas. I haven't seen all the numbers yet, but I'll bet you that this was a pretty high turnout. And I think the primaries are of interest. And then, of course, who knows when it's a one-on-one, what's going to happen here. But if everybody gets angry enough on both sides, I guess they run to the polls.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great, though, to see a record turnout? I'd love it.
Sure. I think it's healthy. A friend of mine tonight, amongst the fray of all of my other friends, because I have all these eclectic friends arguing with each other from every walk of life on my Facebook, and my one friend from Florida is like, hey, at least everybody's voting. The others are like, shut up. But he was out there saying, hey, everybody's voting. This is good democracy, which is true.
Good democracy. Yeah, it is good democracy when that happens. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So it's interesting, you know, Bob was talking about there trying to figure out now what happens next. He's right about Bernie Sanders, despite stories that say, oh, well, Sanders, there's no way he'll, you know, why would he stick around in this? But I think that I think they're wrong about that. I think that he does. I think he's right to force the issue. And the issue is what? The issue is the agenda, what the issues are, that Bernie Sanders has been pushing and talking about. And he said it so well because it's the push to the left that she won't be able to nudge away. She'll have to address it if he's at the convention and he has that much of a groundswell. Then it cannot be ignored. All right, we're talking more about the primaries. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Two, three, go. Ooh. My heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Because a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a chair.
So what's the key to happiness as you get older? Are you frustrated as we watch what's happening politically speaking? We've been talking about Super Tuesday and the results. Certainly the boomer generation is concerned about what's happening in this country all the way around. Boomer generation advocate Marcia Felt joins us. She's the author of The Oys and the Joys. I love that. The story of four baby boomer friends looking to revitalize lost dreams and face the rest of their lives. Marcia, thanks for popping on with us.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm excellent. So, this is a big, giant, juicy question. What is the secret to really feeling happy as you get older?
Well, that's a tough question. It's not so much a secret, it's a frame of mind. And it's like everything else. If you have the correct frame of mind, you can take that next step. And in the baby boomers kind of have some unique challenges ahead of them. And they have some a period of time still remaining, hopefully a long period of time, to be able to reinvent themselves if that's what they choose to do. Aging kind of gives us that gift to stop playing it safe.
So what stands in the way of most people's happiness? Is it just all the thoughts that run through your head?
Well, it can be a lot of things. It is the thoughts, especially if there's negative thoughts, or it could be family issues that are impinging upon your freedom and what you would like to do. But there's also a lot of times there are secrets from the past that may come up and kind of bite you in the butt a little bit. Something that you may have kept hidden for years, and for some reason you've never actually faced it or worked it out, or you may feel a regret because you've not faced something from the past. And that's why I kind of call going into your 60s, kind of on the backside of middle age, is the wedgie generation. Because we're kind of in that crevice, the crevice being the present, and we've got our future ahead of us and our past behind us, but we're kind of squeezed in because we can see that future up close and personal. We can see it because our parents, and I say our parents, I say our because I'm 66, going on right. 67 pretty soon, and my dad just recently passed away at almost 96 years old. You know, we can see the generation ahead of us that, are having issues. You know, you're going to have to use a walker at some point in your life, probably. You know, you've got the wrinkles coming up. You got the weathered brains that you can sometimes feel when you can see it. But we're kind of wedged in there. So the point being that if you have any regrets, I mean, it's kind of now or never. You know, take that step or just decide to give it up and not worry about it and move forward.
Right, so just let it go. So if you have regrets, you either do something about it or you just let it go because who cares? But a lot of people have that fear deal, and that happens really across the board at any age. So what can you do to shake that fear?
Well, I say that you got to go into the fast lane fearless at 60. You know, you can be fearless at any age, but get in that fast lane if you've not. Because the other thing that I suggest and that the girls in the book do, they have a bubble bath list. They bubble bath list it. Instead of a bucket list, you know, that's kind of an ugly old kick the bucket, kind of negative. Yucky.
Yeah,
so
I like
they
it.
Just thematized it, you know, and made it a bubble bath list. So if you write it down, you have a higher chance of it happening. It may not happen, but if you write it down, then you have a goal. You have something, that first step. You can take a baby step. So it always helps to write your wishes and your wants and whatever you want to bubble bath list it. Write it down. Put it in that basket.
What made you decide to write the book? And we're speaking with Marcia Felt. She's the author of The Oys and Joys, the story of four baby boomer friends looking to revitalize lost dreams and face the rest of their lives. What made you decide to embark on this journey?
Well, I've always wanted to write. I've always written throughout the years. I was busy. I raised a family. I had a business. I've written two murder mystery suspense novels that are in boxes. I never really did anything with them. But then these women kind of started to sing to me, and their stories just kind of built upon themselves, and I just decided, you know, that's one of my dreams. I wrote it down, put it in my bubble bath basket, and started to write. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote, and their stories just developed. And that's kind of what got me started. And, of course, they're in my age, they actually were crossing into their 60s, and they each had challenges that they had to work through.
Ah, yeah, and then when you come through on the other side, it's a whole different feeling.
Oh, yes. I say that's the Golden Girls meet Sex in the City.
Well, you know, you are the age group that all these politicians are targeting because baby boomers vote.
Oh, yes. Yes, we have voted for years, and we, you know, I don't know. I hate to get into politics because I don't know if the candidates are getting a whole lot more exciting, but whatever.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. Pleasure to have you on the show, Marcia Felt. Keep doing what you're doing. I think it's great. Spread the wealth of positive feelings.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Again, I love the title of the book. Thank you. Oys and Joys. Pick it up at Amazon. All right. Speaking of oys and joys, I think that's how some people feel over what they see as these results in primaries. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, Super Tuesday on America Tonight with Kate Delaney. Woo!
Wow. Crazy, huh? I mean, it's interesting. These results are pretty interesting. Donald Trump looks like he's really in the driver's seat, but Ted Cruz does win Texas. and hangs in there for sure. I mean, he's there. He's not completely out of it yet, even though numbers-wise, this is, you know, more in the Trump basket, if you will. But hey, he didn't clear the board totally.
No, if you look at the delegates, you know, everybody's going to have reason to be happy. Even Kasich is up to, like, you know, 24. You know, Marco Rubio is up to, like, 78. You know,
yep.
Ted Cruz will be, like, around 140, and Donald Trump
yep.
will be around 268. But the big thing is the turnout. And the person who's bringing that turnout is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You know, the people who vote for Donald Trump, a lot of them are not conservatives, not hardcore conservatives. They really don't care about abortion that much. They go to church. They got a pastor. They don't want to hear religion from the White House. You know, they're very
right.
middle of the road. They probably would not have voted. But if you remember Nevada, you know, we were talking on your show. Oh, my God, Nevada increased turnout by 100%. But tonight, Kate, that is nothing compared to tonight. First of all, let's start out with Georgia. They were up 20% in the turnout. Oklahoma
yeah.
was up 80%.
Oh,
Texas
yeah.
was up over 100% in turnout. Twice as many people turned out in Texas tonight as last year. Okay? Arkansas was up 200%.
Yeah, I saw that.
Virginia, last time around, 265,000 people voted in Virginia in 2012. This year, it was over 365, it was over 565, it was over 80. It was over a million people voted in Virginia tonight. That's almost four times as many people, okay?
Wow. And,
you know, when you see that happening in your political process, you know, that is where the brains are pushing their neurons tonight. They're going, okay, is Trump doing this? Because if Trump is doing this, we have to have Trump on the ticket. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you make a great point because the Democrats had nothing of the sort happen with them. It was kind of okay turnout, nothing like the Republicans. I mean, it was short of their own record that was set in 2008, which was way different than the Republicans, I'll just say that.
Right. And another thing is, if you're a candidate and you see all these people coming to the Republican primary, what you want to do is you want to get those people on your train, in
yeah.
your, you know, on your side. And Trump, he had like a little victory news conference. And he was very positive, very, very positive. And he said, yeah, we're going to bring in a lot more people. Look at the turnout. They ran out of ballots here. You know, he was very positive. And then Cruz came out, and he was very negative. You know, we're the only ones that beat Trump. You know, God bless Oklahoma. God bless Texas, you know. And,
yeah.
and he was very negative. So he's not looking. I think he's making a big error. He should be looking to bring these new people in to his camp, you know?
Right,
and,
right. Get him to vote.
But the turnout, I don't know, you know, it's too early to get the exact numbers, but I gave them to you there. But the biggest
yep.
one was Virginia. It was almost four
yeah,
times.
Yeah, Virginia.
And
yeah.
you know what? The people with money, they know the way to win an election is to get people off of their butt, into the car, and vote. That's called turnout.
Absolutely, and turnout's important. Absolutely, Tomas, great call as always. He's on top of the numbers, the mathematics of it all, and he points out what is so vital and what happened this time around. And this is the train that just got started. Stay with us.
Hey. I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
I cannot believe what a difference a couple of days has made in my life. I am on Nutrisystem, and the choices that you get to make, the food is really, really fantastic. And I'm not hungry, so I'm not getting caught in the place I was getting caught before where I'd finally take a break for maybe an hour or so, and I would eat something bad because I'd be starving, and I'd grab some peanut butter, too many crackers, too many something that wasn't right, and I'd always have an excuse. I didn't have time to run and get something that was healthy. So it's just been absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see the places I go with Nutrisystem. So it's perfect. In our virtual green room, we have Dawn Zier with us. She is the CEO of Nutrisystem, and by the way, also the chair of the American Heart Association for 2017. Hey, congratulations, Dawn, on that. That's a high honor.
Yeah, it's I'm leading. I'm the chair for the Go Red event in Philly, so I'm very excited to have been asked to do that on behalf of my American Heart Association colleagues.
Yeah. Do you find, because, I mean, certainly in your position, when people find out what you do, they probably ask you a lot of questions if they're not on Nutrisystem about the food and the people they've seen on commercials and that kind of thing. But what do you tell them that, and you say this on the show when you've been on with us, that there's just so much variety. And variety is the spice of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really true. Variety is so important because half of the time, the reason why people fail on weight loss programs is because they get bored. So, you know, you run out of options. You're tired of eating the salad. So with Nutrisystem, we have over 150 different meal occasions that people can choose from, and it is good to spice it up. Definitely agree.
Yeah, and the thing that you do, too, you have a daily tracker for people who are listening. And the daily tracker is great because you're writing down what you ate, the Nutrisystem food. But also there's other days, like you have flex days, where you learn to put in powerful foods and smart carbs and then the vegetables and the extras. And you really get to see, oh, wow, I didn't know that that was okay to eat that. There's so much food that's listed on the smart carbs, Dawn, that I didn't realize. Of course, it's okay. You can have a roll when it fits in, a whole wheat roll or a piece of rye bread, a small piece, or the strawberries or the sweet potatoes, whatever it is. It's just in measurements. It's not eating like the entire bag, right?
Exactly. It's all about moderation. And yes, you can even eat bread on Nutrisystem.
Bread, thank goodness. Yeah, I was really psyched when I saw that because, you know, then the other question is, well, geez, what do I do when I go out? Well, you teach people that because with the tracker you can see, yeah, you can still go out. You just have to know what the right choices are. And because it fits in your back pocket, you can certainly take it with you. And so absolutely no big deal. I want to make
yeah,
sure that we...
Yeah, the tracker's great because...
Yes.
Sorry, the tracker's great because of the accountability. So really writing it down makes you actually feel more accountable. And then we also, I don't know, Kate, if you've been able to try it yet, we have our Numi app, which also, you know, automates it for people who like a more techie feel to tracking. So you can do it either way.
Yes, and the Numi thing, I did sign up with that. It's great. Great, because you have recipes there that you can look them up, so it's pretty easy. And again, tracking it, because we walk around with our phones, so you have it right there. So the excuses I had before of, ugh, I'm just exhausted, I'm running around, I'm giving a speech, I'm doing a radio show, I'm doing whatever, and I have this little window of time, I'm grabbing crummy things from a vending machine. I don't have to do that now because I'm with Nutrisystem too, with the snacks and everything else. It's easy. It's easy to carry around with you, so it's you're not carrying around bulky food. It's a piece of cake from that perspective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love that analogy.
Yeah, I know. Piece of cake. Piece of healthy cake, by the way. So, you know, we mentioned this thing about what you're doing in Philly with the American Heart Association, and there's such a big push now. I saw a billboard the other day. I was in Austin, Texas, traveling, and I saw this billboard about, do you know how many women are victims of heart disease and don't even realize? And it's an interesting thing to put into perspective that so many people now, it's the leading killer in this country of both men and women, right?
Yeah, of both men and women. And the scary thing is that women aren't as aware of the symptoms. You know, I think we all grew up learning about the symptoms as it pertained to men, but for women it's a little different, and it's something we all need to be educated on. And the American Heart Association is doing an amazing job with that. But, you know, every day we learn more about the disease and how to control it. And as you know, it's tied very closely to things like smoking, which the country seems to be getting under control a little bit, but also obesity, which we're still really struggling with.
Yeah, and that obesity part of it is a giant part of the heart problem, as you're aware of, which is perfect for this, for you being involved, because eating a poor diet can lead to heart disease, correct?
Yeah, it's really, you know, healthy diet and active lifestyle are your most powerful weapons when fighting the risk factors of heart disease, by a long shot.
Yeah. So it goes back to that whole thing about what are you eating and, you know, how are you paying attention to it and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, when, as I mentioned at the beginning, with Nutrisystem, it's for so many people who don't realize, you have a program, too, where you jump on. And I think, and you and I have talked about this a long time ago, we are, definitely I'm this way, results-oriented, goal-oriented. So we need to see something happen quickly. And when you go on Nutrisystem, you stick with the program, it can happen quickly. You can get that satisfaction right in the beginning of those first couple of weeks, correct?
Absolutely. And, yeah, it is all about those early results. So in the first week, you can lose 5 pounds. 1 month in, you can be down up to 10 or more. And it's very exciting because that's what keeps you going. And you notice it. And the interesting thing is a lot of us have really strong weight loss goals. We want to lose 30 pounds. We want to lose 40 pounds. But the truth is that losing just 5 to 10% of your current weight over a six-month period will lower your risk for heart disease and other conditions. So modest weight loss makes a difference, and it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, and it's when you think about what you want to lose, a lot of it is because, of course, we want to look better physically. Mm-hmm. But tying back the whole heart thing and heart disease, now it's even more important, as you said, because of obesity, because that the fact that, frankly, your lifestyle, when you're inhaling tons of pizza and fast food and not paying attention to that kind of thing, that's the thing that can really literally kill you, right?
Yeah, it can really get you off track and, yes, have the worst of outcomes. So choosing lean meats and poultry without skin, very important. Watching the salt intake, there's about four or five different things we should be doing with our daily food choices to, again, you know, fight the risk factors of heart disease.
And I think too that and I'm sure you notice this when you, especially when you're younger, the whole idea mm-hmm. is when you go to college, people say, "Ah, just starve yourself for a couple of days." And I have friends who have done that, but then what they do is they mess up their metabolism because it is a real thing.
Yeah, definitely. You should always, it's all about, again, you know, it's about that healthy eating, making sure, you know, it's not just eating calories, it's eating those healthy calories.
Yeah, and you talk about glycemic index, and why is that important?
It's important because it helps moderate your blood sugar. So you don't want to have blood sugar spikes, especially if you're pre-diabetic. But everybody, it's important that we monitor, that we really keep our blood sugar even. And what that helps is with satiety. So, you know, one of the issues, we've spoken about this as well, is, you know, you get hungry or you're not feeling full. And if you are on a program or on a diet that helps moderate your blood sugar levels, you'll stay full for longer. So it's all about satiety.
Yeah, absolutely. Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, thanks so much for joining us. Next time you talk to me, I bet you I'll be down maybe 10 pounds or more.
Oh, I'm excited to hear that, Kate. That's great. Thanks so much for having me on again. It's always a great pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. All right, so really it's true. I, you know, am doing the Nutrisystem plan. And it's what I said to Dawn there that I'll tell you, I realized even in servings the vegetables that I could eat, and I'm a vegetable person, so what was I doing, where I can eat the bell peppers and the broccoli, of course, and the asparagus, and, you know, even spaghetti squash is absolutely awesome. And then from fruit, I could eat watermelon or, you know, whatnot to round out what I'm eating. And then there's these extras where it's what you put on food, where you can have, you know, a teaspoon of cream cheese or a teaspoon of honey, or some people say, oh, mayonnaise, it's the worst. Well, of course, if you slather bread up with mayonnaise, it's not going to be good. But you can have a tablespoon of mayonnaise easily, and that's also on the program. I didn't realize the kinds of food that not only would you be getting with Nutrisystem, but how you round things out. And then their flex plan, which along the way I'll be talking more about that and how easy it is to follow along, especially with the food tracking thing. They say that across the board, you got to write things down, right? Seeing it, visualizing it can make a big difference for a lot of people. So we'll talk to Dawn Zier again next month, and we'll check in and see how I'm doing and, of course, what's going on with Nutrisystem. Hang with us. Don't tell your right hand, baby, what your left hand do. You know those road check girls to make you brown. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.